data, pro-Trump super PAC MAGA Incorporated far more efficient than competitors in Iowa spending. By Sean Moran on January 16, 2024. Pro-Donald Trump super PAC MAGA Incorporated's ad campaign has yielded far more votes than groups backing Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis, according to data reviewed by Breitbart News. While former President Donald Trump had a historic performance in the Hawkeye State, Haley and DeSantis failed to compete in the same league as the 45th president. Reports suggest that pro-Haley and pro-DeSantis groups spent a combined $72 million in Iowa to place second and third in Iowa. In comparison to the pro-Haley and pro-DeSantis groups, MAGA Incorporated, the super PAC backing Trump, only spent $11.4 million to help Trump win his landslide victory. MAGA Incorporated is led by former Trump spokesperson Taylor Budowich, along with longtime Trump pollster and strategist Tony Fabrizio. Groups backing Haley, which include SFA Fund Incorporated and Americans for Prosperity Action, spent a combined $31,250,000. This would suggest that SFA Fund Incorporated and Americans for Prosperity Action spent over $31 million to receive 21,085 votes, third place, or roughly $1,524 per vote. Despite Haley's lackluster performance in the Iowa caucus, Haley is now claiming that the race is now a two-person race. Team DeSantis, which includes Super PACs Never Back Down, Fight Right, and Good Fight, reportedly spent over $30 million to receive 23,420 votes, second place in the Iowa caucus. DeSantis's campaign said that the Florida governor has earned his ticket out of Iowa. However, with over $30 million spent, pro-DeSantis groups spent roughly $1,280 per vote. In contrast to Haley and DeSantis groups, MAGA Incorporated spent roughly $202 per vote. Many of the MAGA Incorporated ads aired ahead of the Iowa caucus hit DeSantis for his alleged views on Social Security and Medicare. Others presented a sharp contrast between Trump and President Joe Biden. Reports suggest that MAGA Incorporated aired approximately 21,000 television ads this cycle. Alex Pfeiffer, communications director for MAGA Incorporated, said in a statement on Trump's historic victory in Iowa. "The people of Iowa sent a clear message tonight. Donald Trump will be the next Republican nominee for president. It's now time to make him the next president of the United States." Joe Biden's team just announced a massive war chest. Every dollar spent by President Trump's primary losers is a dollar that could be fighting Joe Biden. Once the D.C. Renos are finished crying in their cocktails over tonight's results, it's time for Nikki Haley, Ron DeSantis, and Vivek Ramaswamy to face reality and stop wasting time and resources. In his victory speech on Monday night, Trump called for Americans of all backgrounds to come together and work on fixing the country. "I really think this is time now for everybody, our country, to come together," Trump said. "We want to come together. Whether it's Republican or Democrat or liberal or conservative, it would be so nice if we could come together and straighten out the world and straighten out the problems and straighten out all of the death and destruction that we're witnessing," he added. Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.